Okay, yesterday we started with Moedani. Moedani lefanecha melech hayav kayom. The first thing that a person says when he wakes up in the morning is Moedani lefanecha melech hayav kayom shechazata dinish masi v'chemla rabo amunasecho. So what does that mean? That we thank Hashem for returning to us our neshama. Say Moedani lefanecha, I give thanks before you, melech hayav kayom. What does it mean, melech hayav kayom? So as you're going through, it doesn't seem like from the heart, where is the davening? Melech hayav kayom. But when you think about it, so like, what does it mean? Hashem is a king who is living and existing. So Hashem is living, Hashem exists. Well, what exactly are psukim that call Hashem chayav kayom, or this tefillah that we say Hashem is chayav kayom? What does that mean? Hashem is living and Hashem exists. First of all, it sounds like it means the same thing. And secondly, how does it apply by Hashem such a thing that Hashem is living, Hashem is not breathing? Hashem is Hashem. It's hard to explain that Hashem is Chai V'Kayom. So I saw once in a Haggadah called Maisa Nisim. There's a Haggadah that the Nesivus wrote, the famous Nesivus that we have a lot of times in Nezikin, you have a Ketzais and a Nesivus. So the Nesivus wrote a Haggadah called Maisa Nisim. And in that Haggadah, I was looking at the beginning of it, he has on the bracha of Shechayonu in Kiddush, it says there also a lashon of Chai and Kayim, Shechayonu, that he kept us alive, Fikiyamanu, and he made us Kayim, Fikiyonu lazman hazeh. So he talks there, what's the difference between Chai and Kayim? And he says there that whenever it says by Hashem that Hashem is a melech, Chai v'Kayim, it's referring to two different things. Chai means that Hashem is the source of all life. Chai doesn't mean that Hashem is living. It means shehu chiyusoi shel olam. He is the chiyus of the world. That means everything that's living in this world, any malach that has a certain existence, any grass, any animal, any human being, is all Hashem is the chiyusoi shel olam. Hashem is the source of that life. So chai is not referring to Hashem himself, that Hashem is chai. It means Hashem being chai is that he is the cause of life in this world. That's what it means, chai. Kayom means the existence of Hashem himself, Kaviyofa. That Hashem exists, the point of Kayom means that Kayom is like forever. Hashem has infinite existence. Hashem never started and never ended. Hashem is Lamalam and Azman. So Kayom is describing Hashem. Hashem is called by Mikubalam Ein Soif. Like we say Hashem or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem is called Ein Soif because the name of Hashem is infinite existence, Ein Soif, also Ein Tchila, never beginning, never an end. That's what we describe when we say Kayom. Hashem exists forever. Nothing will ever change, and Hashem exists forever. And we say Chai, that means that Hashem is the source of life. So when you wake up in the morning and you say Hashem Melech Chai v'Kayom, you should think that Hashem is the king who lives forever, Kayom forever, and also Chai, that he's the source of all life in this world, and Hashem waking us up every morning is the source of our life as well. We'll talk about it more in Baruch Shama, that there it says in Nusach, Chai la'ad v'kayom lanetach, right? So the Nesivus mentions that also over there. What does that mean? Hashem is Chai la'ad and Kayom lanetach. They both sound like they mean that he lives forever. So he says, no, lanetach means nitzchi, is infinite, like forever, ain't such. So Hashem is Kayom lanetach, Hashem exists forever. La'ad is always used like la'olmayad. Ad means till the end of the world's existence. Till the end of the world. As long as the world exists. That's what la'ad is. It's not as infinite as la'netzach. Netzach means nitzchi is forever and ever. But la'ad means until the end of the world. Until the end of the time where there are people and bruhim in the world. So therefore that's what it means. Zakta Nesivus. Chai la'ad. Hashem is the source of all life. La'ad. For as long as there is a world. But even after Hashem destroys all the worlds and it's only Hashem in this whole universe, whatever it is, so then Hashem is Kayom Lanetzach. But that's why those two things go together. Kayom Lanetzach, Hashem exists forever, but the Chai, which means that he's the source of life, can only be Lo'ad, meaning as long as there is life, Hashem is the source of that life. Okay, but Melech Chai V'Kayom, that we thank Hashem, how Hashem is the King, Melech, he's the one who exists forever, there will never be a change. Chai, he's the source of our life. Chai V'Kayom. Now one thing, we should mention once we're saying Melech Chai V'Kayom is that the correct way to say it, if you heard Rabbi Yaakov Metz explaining downstairs, if you heard other Balei Kriya, so if there's two words, the ending of one word and the beginning of another word sounds the same, so he's also Yimapsik a drop in between. Melech Chai V'Kayom, even though one is a Chaf, one is a Ches, but since it sounds the same, so you should say Melech Chai V'Kayom. Now this is a din that's a Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Tes Vav and Beis, says that a person has to give revach bein hadvekim. That means you have to give space between two things that sound the same. Now the Gemara is talking about Hilchos Kriyishma, which is Daraisa, that we're going to have soon by Ma'ariv, that a person has to say b'chol levavcha. B'chol nafshecha is easier, but b'chol levavcha, there's a lamed at the end of b'chol and a lamed at the beginning of levavcha. And v'ayim shemayim have v'avadtem mehera. So the mem is the same. If you say it fast, v'avadtem mehera, b'chol levavcha, or al levavchem, you're missing one of those lameds. Even if in your mind you're saying it, but there's a din kriya that you're supposed to read it. So you have to make sure to be mafrid to separate between the dveikim, between two things that sound the same. So I always thought that that was a din in Hilchas Kriya Shema, which needs a Kriya Daraisa. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Samach Aleph, which is Hilchas Kriya Shema, Simen Samach Aleph, Sif Chof. In Sif Chof, he says there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorech Litein Revach, Bein Advekim, says, like, Al Levavcha, Al Levavecha, the Mamash, the same thing that it says in the Gemara there. That's in Sif Chof. In Sif Chof Beis, the Mechaber adds something, which I never knew until I saw it there, that he says, Af Pepsukei De Zimra, Uvetfila, Tzorech Ledaktik Pekach. Af Pepsukei De Zimra, Uvetfila, Tzorech Ledaktik Pekach. That means this is not just a din in Kriya Shema. This is a din by Pesukei De Zimra. As we're flying through Pesukei De Zimra, a person has to make sure not to fly through Pesukei De Zimra, and to come on time that a person doesn't have to fly through Pesukei De Zimra. And you have to make sure you separate each word to make it clear each word that you're reading it. Hu'adin Shemana Esrei, which was called Tefillah, that we're reading silently. You say, Slach lo navinu ki chatanu. What do you say next? Mechal lanu malkeinu, the two lambs. Mechal lanu. And usually when you're saying quietly, very few people are makbir, no one's going to hear you anyway. But the gufa, as we're saying, slach lanu avinu kichatanu, we're the gufa doing a chait of mechal lanu. You say it together. We're missing either that you're either saying mechal anu or mechal lanu. But if you don't make it, you're not makbir. That's a din in Hilchos Tefillah also. That's mafurish a din in Shulchan Aruch that he says after psuki de zimru v'tefillah tzarich ledak tebekach. Therefore, even though we're talking maidani, which is not even psuki de zimru, it's just a tefillah ma'alma that was. This kind of person is saying it bright and early in the morning before he washes Nagamaser, but it's a good thing right away to start at the beginning of the day. You say, Moida, Anil, Fanecha, Melech, Chai, Vekayom. It just takes an extra half a second, and like this, Ramachrid, Ben Adoimis. I should mention once I'm on the topic that there's a sefer, Yisoid Vesherish Avoida. Yisoid Vesherish Avoida is a very passionate Musar sefer that was written about 100 years ago. And there, the Yisoid Vesherish Avoida writes, in his, he writes a tzavo, he writes a will to his children. Not a will like where he wants to send the kids to college and where he wants his house to be. It's about a 40-page will, being ma'ir them to Yerushalayim and to mitzvahs and to zehiris and benching and all special things that it's kedai to look through that tzavo. And I once saw in that tzavo that he writes like this: Chassid echad heid. There was one chassid that was made a big tzaddik that was made. Sheshama mipi Elio. That the chassid heard from Eliyahu Hanavi. This is what the chassid said, that he heard. We're not talking about chassid as in chassidish, we're talking about a chassid, a big tzaddik of the dar, in that dar. He was made sheshama mipi Eliyahu zal, that he heard in the name, that he heard mipi Eliyahu from the mouth of Eliyahu Hanavi. She'arichus hagolus hazeh, that the length of our golus, hu b'shvil she'enam nizharim b'tfilosam, because people are not very careful in their davening, b'kriyas ha'oisiyos v'hanakudos, when they read the letters and the nekudos, lahoitzi hakol b'peh yofe, to be moitzi all the words b'peh yofe, v'lo yavli hashum dover, and they shouldn't swallow anything. So in other words, the arichus of our golus, what Eliyahu Hanavi told his chassid, is because people don't daven carefully and they don't pronounce the words carefully. And the idea being that Hashem wants us to daven for the geula and everything like that. And if you're not saying the words correctly, so you haven't done the tefillah. Even though we mentioned yesterday, the ikur of tefillah is the machshava and the kavanah of it, it's true. But the way Chazal were masakin it, you have to say certain words. You can't just think you're davening, you have to say it. So if you don't say it the right way, then the tefillah is not accepted. And that's the arichus of our goal. So that's very important. That's being medakik, melech, chai v'kayom, or b'chol, levavcha, all these words. It's kedai to take that extra half a second in order to help that our tefillahs will be in the sky. But yeah, sometimes I shouldn't go through my. Can I keep it there? Mine? Where is it? Okay. Fine. Okay. So that's Moida Anil Fonecha, Melech Chai V'Kayom. What are we thanking Hashem for? Shehechazata bi Nishmasi Bechemlo. Those four words go together. It's not Bechemlo Rabba, Emunasecha, like the songs go or whatever, but Rabba Emunasecha is a separate thing. Shehechazata bi Nishmasi Bechemlo, that you return to me, my Neshama, Bechemlo, with Rachmanas. Chemlo is like a lashon of Rachamim. So that means Hashem returned to us on Neshama. Why are we saying that in the morning? Because the Medrash says that every night when a person goes to sleep, so his neshama goes up to Shemayim, It's like a kikadah that you give Hashem at night, Hashem has our neshama, and in the morning when we're about to wake up, Hashem gives us back the neshama, and that's what wakes us up and gives us a new life and a fresh feeling in the morning. So the word b'chemla, that Hashem does it to us b'rachamim, it's interesting. Not all rachamim is called b'chemla. It's a different type of rachamim. So there's a siddur that was printed recently from one of the Rishayim called the Siddur HaRekeach. The Rekeach is one of the Rishayim. It's brought down by many people. So the Rekeach wrote a siddur, and the Siddur HaRekeach doesn't talk on Moed Ani. If you listen to yesterday, you know that he couldn't have talked on Moed Ani because Moed Ani wasn't said in the times of Rishayim. Moed Ani was only created later. But in his Pirush on Ava Rabba was said back then, one of the Birchas Krishma, and there it says also B'chemla. Remember where it says B'chemla in Ava Rabba? Chemla Gedoyla Yisera Chamata Aleinu. That Hashem has such a chemla on us and rachmanos on us. So the Rekeach says there, it's important to know how the Rishayim touch each word. So he says there, what does chemla mean? Chemla means when Hashem has mercy on us to save us from dying. Save a person from dying. That's the Kabir Rachmanas, to give you parnasa, Rachmanas on other aspects, but Rachmanas to save a person from dying and keeping him alive, that's called Chemel. And he brings it from a pasuk that it says in Shmois, by Baspari and Miriam, it says, Vatachmal, Baspari and Moshe, Vatachmal Olav, she had Rachmanas on him, Chemel, Vatachmal Olav, Vatoymer Miyadah Yelivrimz, and she saved his life. So there you see Rachmanas that was out over there was to save the life. Similarly, he brings a pasuk in Shmuel that it says that Shaul had Rachmanis on Agog, the king of Amalek, and he let him stay alive. It says Vayachmal Shaul va'am al Agog. So he brings two psukim that Vayachmal and means or Vatachmal means Rachmanis in that aspect, saving a person's life. So I think based on that Rekeach, that would be the pshat here in Moed Ani, the pasuk pshat l'chayr according to this Rekeach, that Moed Ani l'fanecha melech chayv kayom. Shechazarta v'nish masih, you returned to me my neshama, b'chemlo, with such a rachmanis that saved my life, because when I gave you my neshama, I didn't have my neshama. Now, you gave me, kilu, like a new life. You woke me up in the morning and gave me a new, fresh life. So that's the idea that Hashem had rachmanis on us, and as our rachmanis that helped us, gave us another day to live. As we said yesterday, there are unfortunately many cases where people go to sleep and don't wake up, they die sleeping. It's one of the most painless deaths, that's true, but it's very painful to the family members, the person who goes to sleep and doesn't die, there's no warning, and then you take for granted a person who goes to sleep and wakes up the next morning. So when we say, Shechazata v'nish masih b'chemla, that means that Hashem had rachmanos on us and saved us by giving us back our neshama to give us another day of life. The truth is that Rav Yonis and Eibshitz has beautiful drushes in a sefer called Yareis Dvash. This is a lot of drushim that the Yareis Dvash, that Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz said in front of his kehila. So in the first drush in that sefer, he brings a very interesting zoya, and the zoya says that interesting halacha, that if a person is holding a pikadon, we learned today about a pikadon. So let's say a person is holding on to money for someone else. We call him Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gave Shimon a pikadon to watch. Could you watch for me this $100, or could you watch for me a pen that I want you to hold on, and I'll come and get it tomorrow. So that Reuven gave Shimon, so now Shimon is holding this chafetz, he's not allowed to use it. He's holding on to this chafetz for Reuven. So now let's say Reuven owed money to Shimon. He owed him a different chafetz, he borrowed money from him a long time ago. And he never paid it back. So can Shimon now hold on to this pikadon and say, instead of giving it back to you, I'm your shomer, I'm supposed to give it back to you, but I won't give it back to you until you pay me back the $150 chayv that you once borrowed money from me 6 months ago. I'll hold on to this pikadon in exchange for that chayv. Can he do that? Or do we say, you're holding on to this guy's watch, you're holding on to this guy's money, give it back to him, and deal with the other story separately? Is a person who's holding a pikadon allowed to say, I'm keeping it by me because that other person owes me money? So the Zoya says that we see from Hashem that you shouldn't do that. What does that mean? Because every night we give Hashem a pikadon. We go to sleep and our neshama goes up to Shemayim. And we have a big chayv, we have a lot of averus, we owe Hashem a lot. So Hashem can really hold on to the neshama and say, I'm not giving it back to you, because you gave me this pikadon, this neshama, you owe me a lot of money, you owe me a lot of zchusim, and I'm not giving you back the neshama. And still, every morning, Hashem returns on neshama, b'chemla, and he doesn't hold on to the chayv, actually he doesn't hold on to the pikadon. So we see from this, says the Zoya, that a person shouldn't do that. He's supposed to be just like Hashem. And if Hashem gives back the pikadon, even though we owe him a lot, so who adin, a person shouldn't do that. So that's an interesting halacha lamaisa that comes out from this Zohar. But whatever it is, when we don't, you're not supposed to think so much in learning before you say Birchas HaTorah. You have to go through all this in your bed and Maidani. But this should enter our minds when we say Maidani lefanecha melech hanekayom shechazatu b'nishmasi b'chamlo. That means that Hashem returned to us our neshama with rachmanis. We have to understand that it's not with rachmanis. If Hashem were to judge us every day and say, do you deserve another day of life? Let's see how you acted yesterday. Let's see how you used every free second yesterday. Do you deserve it? And which chatam we did it throughout our lives, and which chatam we still haven't done tshuva for. So it would be very scary to think what Hashem would do with Amidas Adin. But now, b'chemlo, with Rachamim, Hashem gives us back another day of life. So then the tefillah ends, Rabba Emunasecha. What's Rabba Emunasecha? Great rabbis, great Emunasecha is your faithfulness. So that Hashem is very trustworthy. Your faithfulness is great. Rabba Emunasecha. Now why are we saying that when Hashem wakes us up in the morning and gives us back our life again and we wake up to a new day? So we say, Rabbi Munasecha, you're very trustworthy. Trustworthy for what? Hashem is very trustworthy. It happens to be true. He told the Yidden he's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. He took them out of Mitzrayim. But what does that have to do with Maidani? So if you look, first of all, the words Rabbi Munasecha, it's important to know the makar of each part of Tefillah. So the words, those words come from a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Eicha says in Perek Gimel, pasuk of Gimel, Chadashim Labakarim, they are new every morning. Chadashim labakarim, Rabbu emunasecha. Your faithfulness is great. That's chadashim labakarim. That's the nusach. Rabbu emunasecha. That comes from that pasuk. A short pasuk in Eicha. Chadashim labakarim, Rabbu emunasecha. So it's pashut l'chari that the tefillah comes from those words. The question is, but what is it going on? Why are we saying Rabbu emunasecha in the morning? So the Mishnah Berurah right away when he says simin aleph, that a person is supposed to say Maida'ani, Simen Aleph Sifkatan Ches, so he explains a simple taich and what's Maida'ani. So he says, Rabba Emunasecha means, Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Emunasai, Hashem fulfills his guarantee that he told us. He fulfills what he said, and we can trust him to fulfill what he said, to his promise. Lahachzir Neshamois Hamufkadim, to return the Neshamois that we gave to him when we went to sleep. So that means Rabba Emunasecha is going on the present. Hashem woke us up in the morning, so we exclaim in the morning, as right as we wake up, Rabbi Munasecha, Hashem's trust is great. He said he's going to give us back on Hashem, you could go to sleep, don't worry, you'll wake up tomorrow. Rabbi Munasecha, Hashem's trust is great that he returned to us on Hashem. However, even though the Mishnah Berurah says this, I would like to suggest that maybe included in the tefillah is a little bit more. Because if you take a look, there's a medrash in Parshas Vayishlach. It's a Bereshis Rabba, Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek Ayin Ches, Ois Aleph. In Parshas Vayishlach, the Medrash there in Ayin Ches Aleph quotes the following memra from a Tana. Amar of Shimon Bar Abba. Shimon Bar Abba says, as a Tana, Chadoshim Labakarim Rabba Emunasecha. They are new every morning. Rabba Emunasecha, that's the pasuk in Eicha that we just quoted. So the Medrash says, Al Sha'atom Mechadshinan B'chol Boiker O'Boiker, since you are Mechadish, B'chol Boiker O'Boiker, you give them their neshama back every morning. On Uyoidim, we know, She'emunasecha Rabba, that your faithfulness is great, that we can taka trust you. L'hachayis lanu es ha-meisen. That means, we heard that there's such a thing as Tchayas ha-meisen. A little hard for us to understand. People die and then they're going to just come back to life. But we see that happening every morning, that we, in a sense, die every night. We give our neshama to Hashem, and Hashem does a little bit of tchias ha-meisim and wakes us up every morning. So because of that, Rabba Emunasecha, we could taka now wake up and say, oh, just like you did a little bit of tchias ha-meisim now, so your trust is great that you're going to do a real tchias ha-meisim, v'asid lovely. So that's what the Medrash says, gufa, on this pasuk of Rabba Emunasecha. So I think, probably pshat in the tefillos, of when we say in the morning, Shechazata Binish Masibachemla, that he returned to me my neshama, Rabbi Emunasecha doesn't just mean, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabbi Emunasecha, that your trust is great that you woke me up, just like you said that you were going to wake me up. But Rabbi Emunasecha is referring to Tchias HaMeisim, that just like you woke me up now, the Gemara says in Brachas that going to sleep is 1/60th of death. Sheina achas mishishim b'emisa. It's Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So if going to sleep is 1/60th of death, so what's waking up? I would say 1/60th of Tchias HaMeisim. That means Hashem wakes up a person who's 1/60th dead, he wakes him up. And the Medrash says, we see from that, when we wake up in the morning, we're necessary to say, oh, there could be a Tchias HaMeisim also. Because even though it's something that's hard for us to fathom, but Hashem did it, 1/60th of it, Hashem did it now in the morning. And he did it many times to every single person in the world that woke up. So Rabbi Emunasecha, like the Medrash says, that now we can say that Hashem's trust is wonderful and great, that Mestamah, we can understand easier now that he'll do, La'asad Lavo Tchias HaMeisim. So that's the end of Moida'ani. Again, the Kitzer Moida'ani L'fanecha, that we thank Hashem. We said yesterday, Moida means to admit that we received a favor from Hashem, and then to thank Hashem for it. L'fanecha melech chayim ekayom, Hashem that not only exists forever, but is also the source of all life in this universe, chayim ekayom, shechazata b'nishmasi, that He returned, that You returned to us our neshama, Bechemla, with Rachmanus, You saved us from dying, You gave us back our life. Rabba Munasechla, therefore Your trust is great, La'asid lovi to do Tchias HaMesim. I just want to say before we go, that the next thing in your Siddurim, in most Siddurim, is Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Seicha Toi V'chol Yisayim, Tilosim Eslaat. That's a pasuk in Tilim, and it appears in many Siddurim, and many people say it right after Moida'an. Now, this is a pasuk in Tilim, and I never understood why we say it in the morning. Moida'ani, the Mepharshim say, you wake up, you thank Hashem. What is it? Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem? I looked around, I did not find any of the Mepharshim, not Rishayim, not Achronim, saying that you should say it. In the early Siddurim, it's not there. Just in the recent Siddurim, it says Reishis Chachma, and I have no idea what the makar of saying Reishis Chachma is in the morning. So a few weeks ago, I wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Knievsky. Chaim Knievsky answers letters, that's so I heard, and I've written many letters to him and gotten answers within a week usually. So I brought the letter that I wrote to him, we both write very small, but he writes very the kids also. So I wrote to him, Maha Makar La Amiras Reishis Chachma Baboiker. What's the makar to say Reishis Chachma in the morning? It doesn't say it in any Siddurim, in any Halacha Sefer, it doesn't say it in the Mishnah Berurah. Maha Makar La Amiras Reishis Chachma Baboiker. Fahaim Kedai La Oimrei. Is it Taka? Should we say it? Is it supposed to be said, or is this a mistake in all the Siddurim? And then the second question I wrote is, Lama Oimrei Machareze Baruch Shem Kavai Machusay Lelam Vahed. That's what it says in most Siddurim, right? Reishis Chachma Yis Hashem Seichatel Lechol Hashem Tuzmanat Baruch Shem Kavai Machusay Lelam Vahed. That's what they told me in Pre-1A. That's what I've been saying. Well, he is, but then singing, first of all, why do we say it and should we say it? So he wrote me back three words, Zem and Hagim Ba'alma. Meaning, it also didn't have like a makar in Chazal or Rishayim about it. Zem and Hagim Ba'alma, Vaistay, it sounded like he wasn't saying it's not Kedai to say it. It's Kedai to say it, it's Minig Yisrael to say it. But Zem and Hagim Ba'alma, it's a Minig Ba'alma. So I'm not going to tell people not to say it. But one thing I would say is that you definitely shouldn't say it right after Moida'ani, because it's a pasuk in Tehillim, and it's probably Asur Gomer to say it before Birchas HaTorah. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a person is, when a person wakes up in the morning, so Moida'ani you say without Negel Vaser. So why? Because it doesn't have Hashem's name, it's not Torah, it's just thanking Hashem. Then you wash Negel Vaser. The next thing that we're going to learn is what the next thing that should come in a person's day, after he washes his hands, he says a bracha, Ba'anatil Sidaim and Asher Yotzeh. That's what a person should say next. Reishis Chachma, again, Minhagim Ba'alma to say it, a person could say it, but he should wait till he says, Ba'anatil Sidaim Asher Yotzeh, Elokai Neshama, then Birchas HaTorah. Then afterwards, if he wants to say Reishis Chachma, Mistama, it started as a minute before a person starts learning Torah every day, so he should say Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, that we have to have Yiras Hashem before we start learning Torah. It says in some Siddurim, Psukim to talk about Torah as an introduction to our first Seder. But it's not really part of davening, and even though Minhagim Ba'alma, it's good to say it, but going through the Seder, we're going to continue next time with Alan Til Siddur.